This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 751, Unlikely Places and Untangled Goals by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org, and Three Signs You Need to Change Your Life by Tom Bilyeu with Success.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your host of an award-winning podcast, one of the only podcasts in the world where you can hear blogs being narrated to you for free. And big thanks to Four Sigmatic. They make mushroom coffee, superfood blends, and what they call mushroom elixirs. And mushrooms have been studied for centuries, and different kinds have different health benefits. So Four Sigmatic has created these drinks, and I do not like eating mushrooms. I used to drink coffee, but it gives me stomach issues. But I've now tried their mushroom coffee and hot cacaos and elixirs with no stomach issues, and it tastes really, really good, so I'm sold. You can get 15% off your order by using my code OLD, and the link is foursigmatic.com/OLD. That's foursigmatic.com/old, and I have it linked in this episode's description. Now, today's a little different. Actually, this whole week will be, but for today, it's a Sivers Sunday episode, and if you're a longtime listener, you're probably wondering why it's been so long since we've had one. Well, it's because he doesn't write much on his blog anymore, so when there's a new one, I jump right on it. But it's a bit short, so I found another one of our authors that doesn't write very often, Tom Bilyeu of Impact Theory. And I'm going to read you both of those. And now tomorrow and for most of the whole week, actually, I do have a special surprise every day. So stick around to the end to hear about that. But for now, let's get right to today's two posts as we optimize your life. Unlikely Places and Untangled Goals by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. I went without food for 10 days, and that was fine. But the two things I can't do without for long are solitude and silence, freedom from people and their noises. I was on a holiday in Ireland with 7 members of my family, all packed into a van, exploring the country. A week after they left, I had to be at a conference in Dublin. So in between those two, I wanted nothing but solitude and silence. An Irish friend suggested I stay at Mount Melleray Abbey, an abbey of Cistercian Trappist monks known for their silence, with a guest room that's free for whoever asks. Wow, perfect. What an ideal place to stay. I emailed and asked. They said yes. So I prepared for a solid week of silence. I took my family to the airport and drove to the abbey. When a monk met me at the door and showed me the way to my room, I was surprised when he spoke. I thought we'd all just be silently gesturing. He told me meals would be served twice a day down the hall. At dinner time, I went down the hall again, expecting silent gesturing, but instead there was a room of 30 other guests from around the world, all chattering away. I tried to sit alone, but there was no way to do it. One loud American lashed onto me and bombarded me with shallow questions. I gave vague one-word answers, but that wasn't enough. I quickly ate and retreated to my room again. I thought about how I'd avoid this chatter for the next 6 days. The next morning, I tried to get to breakfast early, but it wasn't early enough. The loud American was there with follow-up questions about my religious beliefs and tried to introduce me to everyone. I guess they came here for different reasons than I did. I went back to my room, packed up, and left a thank you note for the monks before driving off into the unknown. I realized I could get more silence at a hotel, so I went to Lyrith Estate in Kilkenny. It was off-season, half-price, spacious, and mostly empty. I hung around all their various sitting rooms and balconies, writing for 6 silent days, speaking only one sentence a day if I ordered dinner. It was just what I wanted. It made me think about the unlikely places we can get what we want. Some people think they need to go all the way to Thailand to meditate or to India to learn yoga. But of course, these are things they can do for free at home. Some people think they need to travel to a country to learn its language. But check out Moses McCormick, learning more than 12 languages from Ohio, or Benny Lewis learning Arabic from Brazil. Some people think they need to pay a fortune to a university for a great education, but the top schools have all their courses online for free. And this isn't just about locations. Some people think they need expensive equipment to start a new hobby, certain clothes to look the part, or for everything to be just right. But resourceful people know they don't. It's so important to separate the real goal from the old mental associations. We have old dreams. We have images we want to recreate. They're hard to untangle from the result we really want. They become excuses and reasons to procrastinate. Three Signs You Need to Change Your Life by Tom Bilyeu with Success.com. Nearly half of Americans are not satisfied with their jobs, according to a report by the Conference Board, a nonprofit research group. And we all know the terrifying statistics on how many marriages end in divorce. I think it's safe to say that a lot of people are ready for a change. The question is, how do you know if that's you? Here's a method by which to answer that question for yourself. Does your life suck? Depression doesn't come with a bang. It comes quietly in the middle of the night. It settles over most people like a haze. You almost don't notice it at first. And then one day you find yourself lying face down on the floor of your furnitureless apartment, the carpet scoring weird, carpety lines in your face as you wonder how you're gonna face tomorrow, or was that just me? Here are some signs your life needs improvement. Number one, you'd rather be anywhere but here. Whether you're in a relationship that is draining the life out of you, or you hate your job, there's a gnawing feeling that just about anything would be better. Number two, you have a dream, and it isn't this. If you have a dream, do yourself the favor of pursuing it hard. Most people who write to me are desperate to figure out what they really want. They know what they don't want, and they'd rather be anywhere but here. But when the time comes to act, they don't, because they have no specific dream. If you have a clear vision of what your life could be, it's time to move on it. Number three, you have more frenemies than friends. Psychologist Bert Uccino, PhD, found that the more frenemies, what he calls ambivalent relationships, you have, whether they be coworkers, significant others, or anything in between, the more likely you are to experience depression, stress, and an overall sense of dissatisfaction with your life. If any or all of those apply to you, it's time to make a change. And I get it, change is scary, but the single most important factor in anyone's life is happiness. So even if you, like me, plan to live forever, but probably won't, what does it matter if you're miserable? Once you figure out that the game you're playing isn't money or success, but rather how you feel, the sooner you'll prioritize a deep sense of fulfillment over fear. Assuming you've embraced that positive brain chemistry is a point of this thing called life, here's what you should do next. Number one, save 6 months of your salary. It'd be way cooler for me to tell you to burn the boats and storm that castle, but the truth is, there's no reason to take unnecessary risks. When you have 6 months of salary in the bank, suddenly going to work every day or living where you live is a choice. Number two, set a hyper-specific goal. This is where most people fall down. They don't know what they want. You have to get really specific about what you want. If you don't know, start by identifying who's living your ideal life. Then figure out what you need to do to get there. Number three, take action. At some point, the rubber just has to meet the road. You can think about things all day, but that's not going to change anything. You must demand of yourself that you take action. Don't focus on your behavior, focus on your identity. Remind yourself that you're the kind of person who refuses to live a life of quiet desperation. Tell anyone who will listen, including yourself. Then act in accordance with that identity. You just listened to the post titled Unlikely Places and Untangled Goals by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org and Three Signs You Need to Change Your Life by Tom Bilyeu of Success.com. I promised I'll tell you about the special stuff happening on the show this week, but first, thank you again to Four Sigmatic for keeping the show alive. They'll actually contribute back to this show when you order using my code OLD, which is greatly appreciated. And I'm not a coffee drinker or mushroom eater, don't like them, but I've tried 4 or 5 of their drinks now, all having mushrooms in them, and I really like them. Different mushrooms have different health benefits and properties, so they've made a variety of different drinks with a bunch of different kinds of mushrooms. And one of the best things for me is that it doesn't affect the stomach like coffee does. It's not super acidic. And the ones that do have caffeine aren't as much as a regular cup of coffee, which I like. It's really cool that they're bringing these different kinds of mushrooms into our diets in an easy to consume and great tasting way. I would not have had them as a sponsor if I didn't like it myself. So I got a special code with them, OLD. You can get 15% off and they'll actually contribute back to this show if you use that code. And the link is foursigmatic.com/OLD. That's FOURSIG matic.com/OLD, and I have it linked in this episode's description. All right, so this week is going to be special to celebrate a few things. First is the new year, and second is 750 episodes, which just happened yesterday. So tomorrow for episode 752, I have a brand new author that has been requested on this show. But to make it even more special, he's going to be narrating his own content. Longtime listeners know that I do this every once in a while, and I have some more special episodes for this whole week, but I'll save that for later. In the meantime, make sure you tune in tomorrow to hear the brand new author to join this show and hear his voice. So with that, have a great start to your week, and I'll see you tomorrow for the special episode where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.